Hello.
Hi, Michael. This is Shira from Family First Care LLC calling about getting you onto the waiver program.
Yes.
I just wanted to find out, were you able to schedule that first assessment with the broker?
Yes. I think it's this Friday.
All right.
I got an appointment with them this Friday and then next Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, let me first see, because that's probably mixing up. Okay. I scheduled to have the doctor call you. Do you know when they're coming down? Two different places we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Do you know?
No, all I know is I have somebody's coming out to see me this Friday.
Okay, on the 16th, the doctor's going to be in touch with you. That's going to be next week.
Okay,
fine. Sounds good. Amazing. Fine. What I wanted to now discuss with you as well is, on top of getting all these assessments taken care of, you're also going to need to submit paperwork to the county. This everybody has to do. It's not, like, personal to you.
What kind of paperwork?
So they need financial information. For example...
Oh.
I could go down the list with you, and you could tell me what pertains to you, what you're able to get, and then
we can
go from there.
I only my income, I get Social Security, and I have a small savings account, and I got all that information with me.
Okay. So let me just go down the list that the county wants us to go down with you, and then you tell me what pertains to you or not, okay?
All right. Let me hop off this bus. All right. I'm on the bus.
All right. Let me know when you're ready.
All right, I'm waiting for him to get to the next domain. Okay. All right. Okay, I'm off the bus.
All right, so first my question for you is, do you make more or less than $2,900 a month?
No.
Okay. Do you have less than $8,000 in your savings?
No.
You don't? You have more than $8,000?
Oh, no. No, I have less than that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Are you divorced?
No, I'm separated.
Okay. Do you have, let me just see here. Okay. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, let me see here. Okay, do you own your home?
No.
Do you have a burial account agreement?
No.
Do you have life insurance?
No.
Do you own a car?
No.
Okay, do you have a bank account?
Small savings account.
All right, did you have a bank account open in 2020?
No, this month, no.
You never had a bank account in 2020?
Nope. I just opened a bank account 2 years ago.
Okay. So as from 2 years ago, they're going to need all the bank statements from then all the way to present. Okay?
Oh, my God. They need all those statements?
Yeah, but it's not personal. Like I said, it's just if you want to get the services, everybody needs to do it. It's part of the process.
I don't know how I'm going to get all them statements for the last 18 months.
Well, if you call them and tell them it's for Medicaid, they should be able to give it to you. They're just going to send it. It's just, you know, if you have an email, they should email it to you, or I can give you my email. They'll email it to me, and then we're able to submit it to the county.
Jesus.
Okay.
I'll see if I can get it.
Yeah, no, it's very crucial that you do get it. You get Social Security, right?
Yes.
So you're going to need the award letter for that Social Security.
I have that.
You have that. Okay, great.
I have that, and I have my up-to-bank statement, my up-to-date bank statement.
Okay, so you're going to need all the bank statements. Do you have any kids at home under age?
No.
Okay.
No.
So, yeah, that's going to be needed then, all those statements, okay, from when it was opened.
Jesus.
Okay.
I don't know how my bank is going to do it, but if they say they can give it to me, I get them. If not, then I don't know what to tell you.
Well, Michael, everybody who wants to get onto the service has to do this. So, like I said, you should talk to them. If you want, I could send you my email via text. They could email it to me, and then I could tell you what to do next. But that's for sure something that needs to get done. Okay?
Yeah, first I got to find out if they won't be able to get me. I just go to the bank. I'm downtown by my bank. I'm just stop at the bank and see if they can do that.
Well, of course they can do it. They can't withhold it from you. It's your information. All right? So we'll be in touch. If you have any questions or concerns, please reach out to me. Okay? Don't hesitate.
All right.
All righty. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.